And we are back. Welcome to the Building Wealth Show, the podcast that's all about self-improvement, informs you how to save, invest, and most importantly, how to build wealth. Welcoming our host, Anaya Oliver.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Building Wealth Show. The Building Wealth podcast blog is live and out now. Go check it out by clicking the link in the podcast description.
If you guys want more information about the hottest cryptocurrencies, you can go to CryptoVersity. They have courses from mastering crypto trading, from turning your social media into an income stream. The greatest thing is if you don't like your course that you purchased, you have 60-day money-back guaranteed refund. Click the link in the podcast description to go ahead and get started with CryptoVersity.
Today, what we're going to talk about is how to create a side hustle and how I created my side hustle. The first steps of creating a side hustle is you must be consistent. You have to take the time out of the day and be consistent with whatever you're doing, however often it takes. And that really goes with for anything. Like if you want to work out, you got to be consistent with working out to see changes or to see progress. You want to have ambition also. Meaning, you have to have a desire to want whatever it is that you want. You have to have a desire to go out and get it. Without those two habits or traits, then you won't be successful in really anything, but especially with this, because if you're not consistent with it, how do you expect to make a profit? If you don't have a desire to go out and get it, like, what's going to keep you interested in this? What's going to keep you focused on this and not something else, you know? So you have to have ambition, you have to be consistent. Next, you have to find something you're interested in, whether that's playing basketball, doing nails, whatever it is that you're interested in, find a way to make it profitable. For example, let's say you're good at making bracelets. You can sell them at school, $5 a bracelet or $10 a bracelet, however much it takes to make profit. So let's say you buy like a little kit of bracelets. Let's say that's $25 at Walmart. So if you sell 5 bracelets, you will make that money back. So you would have to sell 6 to be in the profit, but 5 to break even. Or you can sell for 10, so it'll take you 3 sales to make profit. So it's really however you want to do it. Also, you can sell snacks at school. Let's say you buy a box of snacks from Sam's or a wholesale distributor. Buy a box of snacks. Let's say you buy it for $20. You sell each snack for $1. Let's say 30 snacks come in there, but you made your money back plus profit. So it's really however you want to look at it. You can do this with anything. So, for example, let's say you get at basketball. You can go to the courts and you can put money on a game. If you're confident in your abilities, you can put money on a game. And you just made $30 Saturday by doing what you like to do. Doing something that you're interested in doing. So you can make money literally with everything. You can cut someone's grass. You can do handiwork around someone's house, like an elderly person's house. You can wash cars. There's limitless things that you can do to make money with. It's just finding what you're interested in, being consistent with it, having ambition, and then going out and getting what you want. So now I'm going to share how I created my side hustle. So one of my side hustles is Facebook Marketplace. What I do, it's simple. I go to the pawn shop every week or every other week. Go to the pawn shop, buy something less than $40. Like, that's literally my mindset when I go into the pawn shop. I'll buy something cheap, whether it's like a controller for $20, something cheap. I'll give you an example. A couple months ago, went to the pawn shop, bought a hoverboard for $35, listed it on Facebook Marketplace, and sold it for $60. But then when you take out taxes and Facebook gets its cut, I'm taking home about like $53. So I bought this hoverboard for $35, sold it for $60. My payout was $53. So if you're not good at math, that profit is $18. I'm making $18 profit. And this was simply going to the store, buying something, and reselling it. So that's how I created one of my side hustles. And that's just one of them. And that doesn't take a lot of energy. You just go to the store, pick something up, take a picture, post it online, ship it off, make your money. Now, you may be saying, how do I market to people that I'm actually selling something, that I'm actually doing this? Well, you can market on Snapchat if you have social media. So, for example, let's say you're selling snacks at school. Market on Snapchat. Hopefully, you have people at your school on your Snap, and they see that, and they're like, hey, I want to buy that. Or you can market on Instagram if you don't have Snapchat. Post it on your story. Hey, I'm selling snacks for $1 today. Meet me at first lunch. Or Facebook if you don't have Snap or IG. But I don't think a lot of students in high school have Facebook. But market online. Market word of mouth. Hey, I'm selling snacks if you want some. You know, because everybody's hungry in school. A lot of people play basketball. You just have to find the right people. A lot of people want their nails done. You just have to find the right people. That's all I have for you guys today. Stay tuned for the next episode where we will be talking about the future of money with a special guest. Thank you for listening. Check out the podcast description for the Building Wealth Podcast vlog and our new merch. See you guys.